This is the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. I'm Sean Tubbs. Many people in state government pride themselves on continuing a tradition of collegiality, but the fact is, politics in the Commonwealth can often get downright ugly. But for the past dozen years, an organization based at the University of Virginia has been training would-be Virginia politicians how to be civil to one another. The result is possibly better government. Every year, the Sorensen Institute for Political Leadership chooses 35 Virginians from all ideological backgrounds to attend a year-long series of classes designed to help them become better listeners. Sean O'Brien is the executive director of the Sorensen Institute.
We're not taking necessarily politicians and making them more politicians. We're taking people who want to get involved in politics and bring them in. Including this year's class, there will be 405 graduates over the history of the Sorensen Institute. Approximately 70 are serving in locally elected offices across the Commonwealth of Virginia, and another 70 or 80 have been appointed to various boards or commissions or cabinet-level positions by the governor of Virginia.
O'Brien says members of each class are selected from a list of applicants. Some participants in the 2005 class include people already in public life, such as Tim Hafey, assistant U.S. attorney for the Western District of Virginia.
I'd only lived in Virginia for a couple of years, and I thought it would be a good way to get to know people around the state and get a sense of what the issues are that really face the Commonwealth down the road. There are some really, really difficult, intractable problems that we face. And I think when you sit down and you look hard at why we have those problems and how we're going to fix them, I realize that there really isn't a simple, easy solution to any of them.
Participants spend one weekend out of the month at classes held around the state. Classes feature budget simulations, lessons on the state's political culture, and field trips to important government offices such as the State Forensics Lab. Hafey says he appreciates the hands-on experience he's getting in the business of politics.
Because we've had sessions about how to put together a finance committee, sessions on political advertising. We've actually shot a mock political ad. Each of us in the class had to come up with copy and actually go in front of a camera and shoot an ad. So it's both substance and style of politics.
The Sorensen Institute's style is to promote dialogue, which attracted Charlottesville's Mary Deviney. She owns a jewelry store in town and identifies herself as a conservative. Deviney says she doesn't consider herself that interested in partisan politics, but does want to help address the issues facing Virginia.
How do we make our economy better? How do we make sure that people have good jobs and places to live and transportation to their workplace?
Deviney says she knows that in order to answer those questions, she has to get input from people she may disagree with. So she applied for a stint at Sorensen in part to broaden her perspective.
I have pretty strong biases, some pretty strong opinions about how I believe. And I think in order to get anything accomplished, you have to know what other people are thinking. You have to know their motivations. And nothing really happens, no solution happens without two different people coming together and working on a problem. When you have to sit next to someone that you vehemently disagree on an issue, and you share a meal together, and you share bread together, and you spend, 2 days together, there's no way you can demonize that person. They become a real person.
But Tim Hafey says it's important to realize that the classes are not about creating one political party or about changing anyone's deeply held political beliefs.
You shouldn't get the impression that this whole thing is pushing everybody to the middle either. I mean, I think people do maintain some strong perspective and stay on particular issues sort of out on a far left or far right perspective. So it isn't like we're all becoming moderates by talking to each other for 10 months about issues.
But political moderation is not Sorensen's goal, according to Sean O'Brien. Instead, the goal is to promote good civil government.
One of the things that we try and get people to do in our various programs is to think about other people as people, first of all, but also to think about what's the line that you're not willing to cross to get elected.
But what about a potential scenario where Tim Hafey and Mary Deviney are both in the General Assembly on two opposite sides of politically explosive issues? Will they be able to rein in the type of grandstanding that most people associate with legislative politics?
Sorensen, I think, has made us all look at solutions. And if I'm in disagreement with Tim, and Tim's in disagreement with me, the education that we've received through Sorensen allows us to sit down and say, well, now how far will you go? We can work towards those things that we agree on and work on those things that we agree on to find solutions for Virginia. And what sometimes happens and we've seen it, especially in the legislature, is they take a stand and they say, I'm not crossing that line because that's how I feel. And that's wrong. It's not good for Virginia. It's not good for our society. It's not good for politics. And Sorensen says there are other ideas. And when you've come to know people as people, we can start working on those things that we agree with. The things that we can't cross, then we don't go there. But we can make incremental forward change. We don't have to go backwards and we don't have to go lateral.
The Sorensen Institute is currently taking applications for next year's class of the Political Leadership Program. Apply through their website by November 15th. This is the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. I'm Sean Tubbs. Thanks for listening.